Christine, you're not here because you want to verify any of our extraordinary facts that we need rubber stamping. You're here because, like Tony Benn, you are taking a one-person show onto the boards.
Onto the boards. You're absolutely... I'm really here because I wanted to meet you, Danny.
Yeah, well,
the only way I could do it.
I'd like to think there wasn't a grain of truth in that.
No, I'm here because I'm taking to the boards exactly at the Theatre Royal in Windsor next Wednesday, a week tomorrow. I'm doing Share an Evening with Christine Hamilton.
Yeah, okay. So,
Tony Benn can do it. I can do it.
It's a bit, certainly Tony Benn can do it. Certainly you can do it.
He's brilliant. I went to see him at the Old Vic.
Did you pose a question?
No, I didn't. No. I was trying to be
table one.
No.
I can't believe
you can go incognito anywhere, Christine. No, you're quite right.
Have you ever done one of these audience with programs?
I've done several audiences.
Have you? Yes. Sorry, we shouldn't say that because they're diminishing returns now. I'd like to say I did one of the early ones with Mel Brooks. But they give
I've done one with Ken Dodd. I've done one with...
They give you a question, don't they?
Well, you better watch this Saturday because I did an audience with Brian Connolly and I had a little part to play in that.
How close are you to Brian? Seriously, how close are you to Brian?
Extremely close.
Really?
We're on the stage together, yes.
Were you really?
Yes. But I'm not here to talk about Brian
Connolly. I'll be the judge of that. How do you mean you're on the stage together?
Well, he called me up to do a little trick.
No, but I mean before the show.
Oh, gosh, no, I didn't know him.
No, exactly. No. And see, I mean, you know, at least I'd met Mel Brooks once, looking around at these reeves in the audience, thinking, hang on, Brian may have called you. I don't think you know him. I was very confident.
But it's not supposed to just be friends, is it?
Oh, yes, it is.
But you can tell with Mel Brooks, can you?
Huh?
And the audience really tells us, I've got a question here from...
Yeah,
Martin
from Macy over there. Yeah, but they give you your question, don't they?
They do, of course they do. Well, all these things are fixed, aren't they?
But they don't have to be. You think when you've got someone like Billy Connolly or Mel Brooks, they can field stuff. No ad libbing. Just before we come around to your show, Spike Milligan's one, he hated it, and he saw the artifice in it, and he suddenly realised you've been given these questions, because they hadn't told him that, and he went off. And he came back and finished, and then at the end, like they do, everyone stands and gives a standing ovation. And he looked with what might be called a wild surmise at everyone, and he'd give them the skunk eye. And he went, "What are you doing? I wasn't any good. Sit down." And he walked off. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's like, he's a one-off.
He's dead now, of course, and he'd be the first to admit that. So what do you do on this stuff? What do you do?
Well, I'm a big difference in my formula to Tony Benn's. I mean, he comes on in a cardigan with a flask of tea, smoking his pipe. I don't do any of that. I come on dressed much more exotically and have a bottle of champagne because I've got an image to maintain, just like Tony Benn.
Do you do voices or songs? No.
My goodness, if I did the song, you'd never see the theatre clear so quickly.
I don't know, certain Joyce Grenfell-esque, it could be, she's always a rare talent, by the way.
Indeed a rare talent. No, I entertain, I talk jolly stories, tell them about my great British battle axes, swimming with balls, tough, gutsy women. I talk about all sorts of political jolly fun, not real politics.